producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Here are some of the headlines at Infowars.com, and Leanne McAdoo is going to be covering in the next hour. State using taxpayer funds to implant 10-year-olds with birth control. Millions of Americans will realize little or no benefit from Donald Trump's tax plan. Kurt Nemo breaks it down. It does cut taxes some, so I said I thought it was good. Nemo hates it. He just wants the whole thing gone, and I get it. I don't totally control my riders. They have their own brains, so I can disagree with them sometimes. But I don't think I disagree with Kurt. I mean, I get where he's coming from, but I'll take anything. School asked students for number of guns, political views held by family. UN to censor the Internet to save feminist feelings. That's actually being announced. Vatican City ignores Pope's call to accept immigrants. That's a Leo Zagami article up there. Video, Clinton claims email charges are another conspiracy theory. Soros demands Europe accept millions of Muslims annually. Only one quarter of Americans would vote for a Muslim president. Leo Zagami, I want to finish up with you on astrology. They admit a lot of popes are obsessed with it. A lot of presidents are obsessed with it. I mean, the elites make a lot of decisions on this ancient pseudoscience. I know astronomy came out of it. I know a lot of mathematics came out of it. So, I kind of respect people, at least, that are at least into mumbo-jumbo, because at least they think something else is going on. At least they're looking for things. Maybe in the real world, they look for things as well. So I'm not, you know, calling everybody superstitious. I don't really buy into it. But the Vatican really does, don't they?
Well, it all comes from what has been defined in more recent times in the 18th and 19th century as astrotheology. So basically, the deities and, of course, relate with the stars, also in ancient Babylonian cults. So basically, they are going back to those primitive cults we were talking about earlier. They respect these cults and they respect these stars as their gods. So they calculate their position in relation to the earth because they think that it actually influences them and it also amplifies the ritual that they actually do on that specific day, in that specific hour, which every single hour of the day, Alex, every single minute of the day has a different spirit.
And every culture on earth worshipped according to the stars, basically the same way, and gave human sacrifices. So now we launch wars on these dates. The elite really do believe in it.
The elite believes.
Every billionaire I've known has secretly been obsessed off record with the occult, with astrology. I mean, this is what the elite are into.
Well, it seems to work, you see, because at least on the dark side, when they, for example, sacrifice something, can be an animal, like a babalao in Cuba, in the Santa Maria, or it could be actually a human being, like certain satanic cults do, it actually seems to bring empower the egregore of this group, so the thought that this group has together, empower them with some specific power that they might have, you know, especially at a materialistic level, not at a spiritual level, of course, because at a spiritual level, this is all garbage.
They certainly are into it. So is it basically like a Ouija board? Have you believed in that? Is it something the spirits use as the interface? And so the belief in the movement of the planets becomes something through which demonic spirits manipulate the elite?
Well, even the lodges of Freemasonry, even the good lodges, even the lodge where George Washington was initiated, had to follow this course. It meets at a certain hour, in a certain day of the week, and the ritual is conducted following, basically, you are reflecting below what is above. This is a rule of the Emerald Tablets that is followed by the occultists.
45 seconds. What's your view of George Washington?
He was a great, I mean, he was not only a Freemason, I'm also a Freemason, so not all Freemasons are bad. There is also a good side to Freemasonry, I hope one day we can talk about that. But in any case, George Washington was a great guy, like you said, he was trying to get that independence from that aristocracy, that royalties in Europe, from the church in Europe. He was really somebody who was laying the foundation for a great nation, which is the U.S., which should really reflect this liberty and still does. But for how long before the mondialists will shut down everything. Because, like I see what you said the other day about the FBI starting to investigate you. Well, of course, when you start discussing things like the Vatican, you become even more of a target.
Absolutely, I know that. God bless you.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Many of the products at InfoWarsLife.com are true game changers. They are compounds that in many areas of the world are actually sold by prescription. But when we look at a product like Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2, it's something that really has been hiding in plain view for over 100 years. The federal government mandated from the 20s until the 70s that iodine, a crude form of it, be added to table salt because of the incredible health problems that dietary deficiency in iodine was causing. I want to challenge the listeners who've not tried X2 for yourself. What do you have to lose? You are the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty, and you're getting a high-quality product that has absolutely changed my life and many other people's lives that I know. And the final reason to try X2 is that it's so hard to keep in stock. We ordered the biggest shipment ever 6 months ago, and that is about to sell out. It may be a month or two until more comes in. I want to challenge all of you in the next week to stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. You are now listening to the fourth hour Overdrive. I am Leanne McAdoo sitting in, and Kit Daniels, one of our lead writers here at InfoWars, is joining me as well. We're going to be kind of wrapping up some of the key intel that we just got, listening to Leo Zagami, talking about the Pope invoking globalization. Kit Daniels, I wanted to get you in here because you've done quite a few reports, a pretty stellar reporting there, giving a little bit of history on the Jesuits and sort of what this means. You know, I never really understood it or why so many people were so concerned with the fact that the Pope is a Jesuit. And, you know, I was kind of researching sort of the dark corridors of the Internet. So for those of us who just don't understand, educate me a little bit. Why should people be concerned about this? What's the big deal?
Well, ever since the 1930s, the communists have been slowly kind of infiltrating the Catholic Church and its power structure, the power structure to kind of hijack it and take it over from within. And, you know, decades later, we saw the Jesuit movement come out of Latin America predominantly, I think, in the 1970s. And I found this really interesting. I found this on the Internet. And this lady by the name of Bella Dodd, who was she used to be an ex-Communist Party of America back in its heyday in the 40s and 50s, and she later turned Catholic in her last stages of her life. But she admitted that as a communist agent, she encouraged over 1,000 leftist radicals to start joining Catholic seminaries and to slowly take over the Catholic Church from within. And she explained that of all the world's religions, the Catholic Church was the only one feared by communists because it was its only effective opponent, especially since the Catholic Church had very strong ties to Latin America and South America, where you saw these communist regimes uprising.
Mm-hmm.
So you have, like, and a lot of these countries back in the day were kind of more or less failed states. So the only thing that was very stable and had been there for centuries was the Catholic Church. They were the only ones that were, you know, could stand effectively against the communists that are trying to take over those countries at that time.
Right. I was looking something where Hitler actually said, I learned a lot from the Jesuits, some, you know, or Stalin, or who else do we have was also like Jesuit educated.
Mm-hmm.
You see it a lot with this communist leadership,
yeah,
which is pretty interesting, I guess. So now, obviously, with the Jesuits, they have the vow of poverty.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of people say, well, that's socialism. And they're not, they also take this vow that they're not going to take higher office. Well, now we have the Pope, I mean, the highest office mm-hmm. in the land, so to speak.
Well, my whole problem with liberation theology, which I think came out, kind of emerged out of the 70s, I believe there's like a Brazilian theologist that really developed the concept, and the Jesuits took it over, made it one of their own. Was when I was in college, I took a philosophy class, and one of I had one of those essay question tests, and one of the questions I had was, you know, Jesus sounded a lot like a socialist, but was he a socialist? You know, yes or no, what do you think? And I wrote on the answer, I was like, he wasn't a socialist because, yeah, he said some of the same things socialists say about, oh, we got to fight against poverty and this and that, but here's the clear difference between Jesus and socialists in liberation theology. Jesus never, as far as I know, advocated the violent use of force in order to achieve those ends.
Mm-hmm.
And that not only is that the very definition of socialism, that's also the very definition of government itself. I mean, government simply is a monopoly on the use of force in a given territory.
Right. Well, yeah, look at this headline. I believe this was the Financial Times. Can attack helicopters save UN peacekeeping?
Yeah.
So we got the UN peacekeepers, who are really just like the UN's military.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, just the irony of calling them peacekeepers when basically they're sent in there with weapons and tens of thousands of troops, you know, keeping the peace.
It's interesting you say this because it's just like this whole inverted reality. You have them calling peacekeepers people who are soldiers in a war.
Right.
Same time, we have the Catholic Church and the Pope calling themselves, well, not so much the Catholic Church, but the kind of the power structure in the Pope, claiming to be this spokesperson for Christianity. But at the same time, he's almost doing the complete opposite of that. He's pushing for socialism, more government regulation, just about anything that goes against the teachings of Christ.
Right. Now, coming up in the next segment, we're going to be getting Jakari Jackson in here. He has just returned from this papal coverage. And of course, one of the big things that one of the big stories coming out of it was this, that the Pope basically talked about the failure of the cross. So there's a lot of confusion over what did he mean by that. Some people say, you know, well, Christ was on the cross saying, why did you forsake me? But really, he was prepared for that the entire time. He said, I'm going to, you know, do this.
He predicted his own death.
Right, exactly. So for him, that was his ultimate sacrifice. It wasn't a failure on his part. And so what do you make of that? I mean, is the stage being set for one world religion? A lot of people are using this term Chrislam, which I might not even be saying that right because I've never heard of it, Chrislam, where they're basically trying to merge Christianity with Islam.
Mm-hmm.
And so just the fact, for instance, Ben Carson was being berated by Jake Tapper saying, you know, you say you don't want a Muslim president. And he's over and over again saying, no, what I said was I don't want a president whose religion is not going to, you know, will be higher than the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if it's a Christian, anyone. And so you're seeing a lot of people attacking Christianity, but then really pumping up Islam.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it's kind of interesting to see that there really is some sort of a movement, undercurrent of this movement.
It's interesting you say that.
One world religion.
This ties directly into what Bella Dodd once said when she was giving a speech in the 50s. She said, quote, "The whole idea was to destroy not the institution of the church, but rather the faith of the people, and even use the institution of the church, if possible, to destroy the faith through a promotion of a persuado religion, something that resembled Catholicism, but was not the real thing. Once the faith was destroyed," she explained that there would be a guilt complex introduced into the church to label the church of the past as being oppressive, authoritarian, full of prejudices, arrogant, and claiming to be the sole possessor of truth, and responsible for the divisions of religious bodies throughout the centuries. This would be necessary in order to shame the church leaders into an openness to the world and to a more flexible attitude towards all religion and philosophies. The communists would then exploit this openness in order to undermine the church. And I wanted to bring up this quote because this really ties into the so-called liberal drift of a lot of denominations in today, not even just the Catholic Church. Like the Episcopalians, like back in 2003, they had they elected a bishop that started pushing for gay marriage and this and that, kind of alienated more of the conservative churchgoers in that denomination. And I kind of set a precedent. Actually, before that, you had in 1977, like the Episcopalians had I think it was in St. Louis, they had a convention,
mm-hmm.
and they wanted to, they changed their Book of Common Prayer. And so you already had some right. more, like the most conservative churches in that denomination started splitting away, and that's what they call the Continuing Anglican Movement now. But now, in 2003, you know, they kind of started pushing for gay marriage and women priests and whatnot, and once again,
and
alienated.
And Pope Elad has actually been pushing to say that that's
yeah.
the church of the past. We need to be more
yeah.
open to bring in new followers
yeah.
and to keep evolving with the times,
well,
basically.
What's interesting about all this is that, like you said, they're pushing this openness, but all the more conservative churches are breaking away from the denomination. Like, I think the Anglican Church in North America broke away from Episcopalians like 2009, I believe. So you have kind of the Episcopalians, which are now more of a very liberal denomination. Methodists are sort of, a lot of Methodists are sort of going the same way. But these churches are all declining in membership.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting so open and liberal and whatnot that people stop going to church altogether.
Right. And now, so I know one of the topics of Leo Zagami's book is this 900-year prophecy that this might be the last pope.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's talk about the Black Pope. That's something that I had, read some things online and everything. The Black Pope sounds so nefarious. But the Superior General of the Jesuits is informally known as the Black Pope because of the power of the position that he holds there.
Mm-hmm.
So is that what you're speaking about when you talk about their influence, that they've slowly been sort of infiltrating and...
Yeah, because the inherent weakness of anything that with a power structure is the fact that it can be, people can take it over from within. They can hijack it. They can infiltrate it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're seeing with the Catholic Church, because now, like I told you before the show, you know, if the Pope is really a devil worshiper, for lack of a better term, I mean, what would be his highest aspiration? It would be to become the Pope. So,
right.
And that just sets an example. I'm not saying that he is or not, but it shows you that people who want power are going to have a bias towards positions of power. And same thing we see in the government, you know. The worst people in the world end up in government positions because they're attracted to the power and the power structure in itself.
Well, I mean, that's pretty interesting. I mean, coming up in the next segment, I want to take a couple of more phone calls from people that were just trying to get in to speak with Leo Zagami, since we're still sort of talking on that same subject. But it's kind of interesting that a lot of people think there's something going on with the Pope. One of the number one search terms on Google was, is the Pope the Antichrist, and all of this stuff. It's kind of interesting that there is sort of that idea that there's maybe evil in our midst.
Mm-hmm. Well, at the very least, he's practically helping to destroy the faith. I mean, nowadays you see Muslims that are coming in the country, they're buying up all the churches. You know, like in the 60s and 70s, we had a heyday of Christianity here in America. All these, the churches that you see today, a lot of them were built at that time. But now the congregations are suffering so badly because of lack of membership. They can't pay their bills, so they're having to sell the churches to Muslims. And now, you know, American Baptist Church down Main Street, USA, is now a mosque.
Right. Yeah, and that goes again, too, with this whole Chrislam thing and laying a foundation for a one-world religion.
Mm-hmm.
Now people are sort of attacking Ben Carson and really just focusing on him saying one particular thing. where you have a secular Muslim woman speaking out, saying Ben Carson has a point, and he might be right. We'll talk a little bit more about that coming up in the next segment as well. We're going to be taking a few more of your phone calls before Jakari Jackson joins me in studio to wrap up his experience there in Philly with the big lockdown for the Pope's visit. Oh, my goodness. That's all coming right up.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we get a lot of questions, and here are some of the answers. Our products are naturally low in salt, a quarter of many others, at 677 per pound, dehydrated weight, or 277 calories per dollar. We're one of the least expensive in the industry. Everything is non-GMO and MSG-free. We gladly make free substitutions. Most orders ship the next business day. $99 is our everyday price at both 800-700-2184 and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and we put a high value on your privacy, and we never use high-pressure sales. Everything is packaged and shipped from our plant in Southern Oregon. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184, 30dayfoodsupply.com.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the lean manufacturer and nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, welcome back to the fourth hour overdrive of The Alex Jones Show. I am Leanne McAdoo. If you want to watch this, be sure to go to InfoWars.com/show, and you can see everything that we're talking about stream it live with us. Now, Kit Daniels is still in studio with me, and I wanted to talk about a tweet that David Knight sent out. David Knight, obviously there with Sha'Carri Jackson, has been covering the Pope's visit to the United States, and he sent out a tweet. There was a big sign there behind the Pope, and it says, "Transformational leaders are Jesuit educated," and it had a big picture there of the Pope. And to me, that was, and I, obviously to David Knight as well, that was pretty impressive, I guess, that they would single out an order like that, that they would single out one group like that.
Yeah, and it's basically them admitting that we're transforming the Catholic Church, you know, through Jesuism, right, which is exactly what the Pope's doing right now.
Yeah, transformational leaders, which obviously this word transformation is going to be one of those key buzzwords in the whole Agenda 21 plan, because if you go to the Sustainable Development Program there on the United Nations page, it says transforming our world, the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. So it is
just give it time.
It's
gonna
all
start
about transformation,
sustainable Christianity, maybe.
Yeah, and this is the big push for the one world religion, one world government. We're starting to see that here. Now I want to go to one of our callers. I'm going to go to Craig in Michigan, and go ahead, Craig.
Hi. Yes, I was watching the Philly Pope show on Saturday night on CNN, and during the Frey concert, the Jumbotron behind the band started showing what appeared to be an image of Baphomet.
Really?
Yes, and I just emailed that to Kit Daniels, the picture that came off of the World Meeting of Families 2015 website.
Okay.
And it shows up there as well.
Wow. Yeah, I didn't see that myself, but Kit said he's definitely going to check that out. But, I mean, that just ties into what you were saying.
Yeah, I mean, it's like what we see is the fact that they're pushing through the Pope, they're pushing all this government initiatives, more regulations, bigger government, you know, the climate change myth, so on and so forth, because they want to replace Christianity with worship of the state, where God is the state.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the elites that want to look, that want the population to see themselves as God, you know, of course, most of them, mass majority of them, if not all of them, kind of worship Lucifer. So they feel like they're empowered by Lucifer to take over the Catholic Church and then kind of replace the Christian teachings with those of the state.
Well, and that's why, for me, it is just so sort of shocking here being working at InfoWars, so I can kind of see behind the curtain a little bit. But that's what they don't want you to really recognize is that there is this huge push. Why would you be so anti-Christianity, attacking Christianity, and then at the same time really promoting another religion that in some cases is much more extreme, depending on, you know, how how far you want to take it. Some Muslim people say that they don't agree with all the tenets of Islam and Sharia law, but a lot do.
Well, I'll go on a stretch. I haven't looked at it completely, so I'm kind of speculating here, but I do have a feeling that Islam fits a lot better into government power structure as far as kind of, you know, you see kind of the most, you know, the most devout Islamic countries in the Middle East are also have probably the largest governments or the most powerful governments. But on the other hand, you see Christianity is more, for the most part, through the history, especially in the United States, it's been this more rebellious, you know, we're not going to follow the government, you know, without questioning it. We're going to follow our beliefs first.
Right.
So there's more of a, so I think that's one of the reasons why they're pushing Islam over Christianity in that aspect.
And I kind of agree with that as well. Also, you know, you hear globally that Islam is one of the fastest growing religions. So, you know, you see, they always say that empires always fall. And so the people who are sort of controlling this empire, they know this. This has happened throughout history. So what are you going to do? Latch on to the next largest growing religion so you can continue to control the population, merge the two large religions. We've seen that happen so many times throughout history. They'll go in and take over a group and then assimilate some of their beliefs and some of the things that they're, which is why people can say that there's some sort of pagan rituals and things like that that fall in with Christianity and things, because that's how they're able to assimilate the group that they conquer, mm-hmm, is by allowing them to sort of have their little religious things here and there. But, you know, while transforming them entirely and, you know, but slowly not letting them know it. And that's exactly what we're seeing here. It's kind of It's frightening, but it's also a very exciting time to be alive, you know, but Islam, they struggle with it. If it's really compatible with democracy and secularism. So, you know, that's why we don't want a president there that's going to uphold Sharia law.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Many of the products at InfoWarsLife.com are true game changers. They are compounds that in many areas of the world are actually sold by prescription. But when we look at a product like Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2, it's something that really has been hiding in plain view for over 100 years. The federal government mandated from the 20s until the 70s that iodine, a crude form of it, be added to table salt because of the incredible health problems that dietary deficiency in iodine was causing. I want to challenge the listeners who've not tried X2 for yourselves. What do you have to lose? You are the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty, and you're getting a high-quality product that has absolutely changed my life and many other people's lives that I know. And the final reason to try X2 is that it's so hard to keep in stock. We ordered the biggest shipment ever 6 months ago, and that is about to sell out. It may be a month or two until more comes in. I want to challenge all of you in the next week to stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome back to the fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show. This is Overdrive with Leanne McAdoo. If you want to watch along with us, go to infowars.com/show. Now, I was just brought this article. This is from CNBC. Angela Merkel caught on hot mic griping to Facebook CEO over anti-immigrant posts. Wow. Now, what they caught on this hot mic was the Facebook CEO overheard responding that, yeah, we do need to do some work on that. So basically, Angela Merkel asks him in English, are you working on this? And he says, affirmative, that he is trying to curtail anti-immigrant posts about the refugee crisis, and that's exactly what we told you last week when Kit Daniels' article was we weren't able to post it on Facebook. It was being censored. And of course, that was Pope Kid, amnesty activist stage PR stunt to promote illegal immigration. So there you have it. Facebook actively working to censor your news. And don't you feel comfortable knowing that they are going to be now the largest news aggregator in the world. So I'm sure we're
getting
the truth.
Before. You know, it's not
Kari
always
Jackson
the,
joining me in studio.
Yeah, it's not always the immigrants. You know, we've heard reports of gun stuff to try to put guns in the same category as porn and many other things as well. And then we're no stranger to censorship, whether it's on Facebook or other platforms.
Yeah, and it's just, it's all part of this whole, you know, the new agenda, the new takeover. Facebook is trying to get all media outlets out there to have to filter their news through Facebook. So they're going to be controlling all of the information that you are receiving. Now, it'll be very interesting to see how they're going to spin this story. A lot of people are kind of confused about this. I want to play this report that you did while you were there in Philly. The Pope claimed Jesus failed on the cross. So let's go ahead and play that report.
Ja'Kari Jackson for InfoWars.com reporting in Philadelphia. This is the last day of the Pope's visit. Now, since he's been here, he's said and done a lot of things. But the thing that stuck out to me the most is something he said during, I guess it was a mass, where he came out and said that the life of Jesus ultimately ended in failure, in the failure on the cross. I have the transcript here. This is reported by ABC News, and it says in part, "The cross shows us a different way of measuring success. Ours is to plant the seed. God sees the fruit of our labors, and if at times our efforts and work seem to fail and not produce fruit, we need to remember that we are followers of Jesus Christ, and his life, humanly speaking, ended in failure, the failure of the cross." Then he went on to talk about the dangers of being comfortable with surroundings and things such as that, which is a whole other topic in and of itself. But he says the failure of Jesus, the failure of the cross, even though the Bible clearly states that Jesus knew what was going to happen to him, far as the cross was concerned, how he is going to lay his life down. He even said, "Lord, if it is your will, take this bitter cup from me, but not your will, but not my will, your will be done." And particularly we know this when we look at John 17 and 18. "Therefore doth my Father love me, because I laid my life down, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down myself." Which is to say, nobody took his life from him on the cross. He laid it down willingly. He knew what was going to happen to him. So to say that his life in general, the cross in particular, was a failure is something I'm very disappointed to see from a supposed spiritual leader. And there are many other things I could talk about as far as the Pope, but this is something, a glaring thing that stuck out to me. So anybody who claims to be a follower of Christ, I'm surprised if they're not as shocked and appalled by this as I am. I found it to be very disturbing and a very sour note to have while he was here in the United States of America. You can find more reports on InfoWars.com.
Well, Ja'Kari, very nice reporting there. So this kind of ties back to an earlier caller who said she thought people were interpreting this, misinterpreting what the Pope had to say. She said, even Jesus said, "Why hast thou forsaken me?" It's talking about how he did fail, or as a human, that was a failure. So
I disagree with that statement.
You're a Christian, outspoken. So, I mean, what do you think about what the Pope said?
Well, just like I said in the report, it was very bizarre and downright disheartening to hear somebody of that stature refer to Jesus's life as a failure. In the complete quote, which I read there in the piece, he said, "Humanly speaking, Jesus failed, but I don't consider his life to be a failure at all, especially not what he did on the cross, because, you know, he said, not my will, but your will be done, Lord," when he was talking to God before he was to be crucified. You know, we referenced some other scriptures there in the report that we just played. So I don't consider Jesus's life to be a failure at all. And more on that, we had a caller who called in earlier, and if you guys get this clip ready, referring to some statements that the Pope made at the UN, I believe it was. And we'll just play this clip, and then we'll comment after that.
Señor Presidente.
Mr. President.
Señoras.
Ladies.
Señores.
And gentlemen.
Buenos días. Una vez más, siguiendo una tradición de la que me siento honrado, el secretario general de las Naciones Unidas ha invitado al Papa a dirigirse a esta honorable Asamblea de las Naciones. En nombre propio y en el de toda la comunidad católica, señor Ban Ki-moon, quiero expresarle el más sincero y cordial agradecimiento.
So basically what you just heard the Pope say there is what the caller was referring to earlier when he said, I come in my own name. And you're supposed to come in the name of God, not, you know, so I can't go and do good works. And so, like, yeah, this is, you know, Jakari Jackson, I'm the greatest, most awesome guy on the planet. You know, you're supposed to come, you know, when you do something spiritual, you're supposed to give the glory basically to God. So that's what our caller was referring to when that earlier segment, when he brought that up. And I think that's a very good find. Many people are, you know, they're looking at all these things now because a lot of times people like me who don't speak multiple languages, they have to wait for these transcripts to come out. And just like when I did the report talking about Jesus failing on the cross in the Pope's opinion, I waited a couple of days, you know, trying to see if somebody debunked it, if there's another translation out there. But, you know, everybody was pretty much content with the translation that was out there. So I said, well, if this is what this guy said, I definitely find an issue with the way that he presented Christ, especially as the supposed figure of the church.
Right. That's the, you know, you're supposed to be the head of Christianity, and now you're trying to talk about take out the value of what happened on the cross. I mean, that's like one of the foundations of Christianity, the ultimate sacrifice.
You understand people wear crosses around their necks. They don't wear Pope mobiles around their necks. They wear the cross. The cross has a huge significance in Christianity.
Right. Well, that's a very interesting take. Now, switching gears a little bit, Jakari, it seems like wherever we send you, some sort of a lockdown happens, like riot here.
How does
here.
That happen?
I mean, you're just like that magic element.
You know, it's like, you know, if you would ask me when I was in high school, if every place I went was going to turn into lockdown, I was like, you know, that's ridiculous. But yeah, whether it's Baltimore, Ferguson, recently Washington, New York City, and Philadelphia, where I just came from this morning, complete lockdown. And the thing interesting about this, I was talking to Biggs about this earlier, when we went to Ferguson, they locked down a section of town. When we went to Baltimore, they had a citywide curfew, but they locked down a section of town. Same thing in New York, and which was a relatively small area, all things considered, and also in Washington, D.C. But when we went to Philadelphia, they pretty much locked down downtown Philadelphia. To anybody who hasn't seen our reports over the weekend, David Knight and myself, we arrived on a train in the evening this past weekend, and they had the taxi service suspended. They had the National Guard greet us. They said, hey, there's going to be no taxi service in this area. So we're like, oh, crap, can we walk at least? I'm like, yeah. So we start walking. They have bridges shut down. They have streets locked down. They have barricades everywhere. And what should have been a 45-minute walk turned into over 2 hours because, you know, we would go to a checkpoint. The guy's like, oh, you can't cross here. You can cross down there. We get down there. It's like, you can't cross here. You can't. You have to go back over there. It's just, I mean, and just the way these guys were just so cavalier about it. It'd been one thing if they said, hey, they just told me to stand here. That's all I know is you can't come through here. But they would just, like, shoo you away, hoping that you didn't come back, you know, so they'd have to face you and own up, you know, to this bunk information that they were telling you. But before we go all the way back, like I said, we'll go all the way back to D.C. where we started our mission. I want to tell you guys what happened today when we got on our plane to come back. Well, I came back here. David's doing some family things. Well, first of all, we had the world's worst taxi service. With I also want to name these people on air, but I know I shouldn't because they had like just the most incompetent thing. We barely got there by the skin of our teeth. But luckily, because I guess the Pope was in town, the TSA thought that there were no terrorists any place anywhere, which, you know, we all know there's not a terrorist under every rock in the first place. But we get there, and you know how you have to do the normal measures. You have to take your shoes off, take your belt off, take your laptop out. He's like, no, sir, you don't have to take your laptop out of your bag. Okay, well, I'll take my belt. You don't have to take your belt off. So I'm like, okay, so just because there's a big event and you have a lot of traffic, now all security measures have been suspended. So, and I walked through a metal detector. I didn't have to go through the body scanner, which is good the way it should be. But it's just like anytime there's a big event.
Like if there's an issue, it's going to be there where the Pope is, not here.
Yeah, because they have this huge traffic deal. Just like when Josh and I came back from the Super Bowl, they understood that if they start doing all the normal stupid pat-downs that they do, it's going to clog the thing. People are going to miss their planes. It's going to be a huge hubbub. So they said, no, you don't have to unpack your laptop and all this stuff. Just go straight through the line. So I'm like, why don't we just do that every day?
Right.
Instead of having to do this whole security, it's just complete security theater.
Complete security theater, especially considering how locked down everything was.
Yeah.
So then now all of a sudden, You don't have to worry about the TSA at the airport?
No, well, you don't have to worry about TSA at the airport because they're patting people down on the streets of Philadelphia. And that's another point I wanted to get to. I think we have a clip, guys, of the TSA in Philly. It's kind of just a walking shot. It's not the best footage. I have some other footage back there. But, yeah, so we're walking down the street trying to get to our hotel, and we see TSA out there checking people's bags, patting people down. This is like at 11 o'clock at night just to walk down the street. And then, as I was saying yesterday on this show, talking to Alex, you know, they had to give us a wristband so we could get back to our hotel. Because if you didn't have a wristband, you couldn't walk down the street. So you needed basically a hall pass to walk down the street in the United States of America. If you wanted to go to the event, you had to get a TSA pat down or have your bag checks in, or maybe possibly both. And to show you, Leanne, how ridiculous this security theater is, we have some B-roll, the barricades and all that other stuff. They have these big concrete barricades, you know, nobody's going to drive through these things. Yeah, you can see right there on your screen if you're watching on Infowars.com/show. And David Knight made a very good point. You can see these barriers clear across the street. And we saw at one point some guys in a golf cart, some cops in a golf cart, were trying to figure out, oh, crap, we blocked off the street. How are we going to drive our golf cart down the street? And then they sat there and they thought about it for a second. And they're like, oh, we can drive on the sidewalk. And David pointed out, well, if they can drive a golf cart on the sidewalk, can't you drive a car on the sidewalk? Complete security theater. And you can see how they have it all set up out here. I bypassed this entire security perimeter. They had National Guard, every alphabet agency you can think of, local cops, sheriffs, all that, the whole shebang out there. And they had people out there checking tickets. And I wanted to go see the Pope in Independence Square in Philadelphia. So what I did to bypass this entire security apparatus, I walked around the people who were checking tickets, walked up to the TSA, walked into the event. You got National Guard everywhere. You got snipers on the roof. I walk into this event. I'm walking around. I'm taking selfies. I put up multiple reports.
Sounds like a free man.
Yeah, yeah.
You can
just do that stuff in the United States of America. And one of the biggest ironies while I was there, Leanne, at Independence Mall, where the Pope was speaking out there in Philly, they have this thing called the National Constitution Center. The National Constitution Center. And right in front of the National Constitution Center is what? A TSA checkpoint. So you have to go through the TSA checkpoint, have your rights violated, get patted down, have them look through your bag and all this stuff to go in to see the National Constitution Center. And that's just one area. Like, we'll talk about all this.
Irony.
We'll talk about what happened in New York. We'll talk about what happened. I guess we still have a little bit of time.
1984. Well, so what do you think? I mean, so like when the president comes to visit Austin, obviously it's not even that locked down, that shut down. I don't have to have a wristband to get to and from.
No, when
but also yeah, this is they where renamed the area Francisville.
Yeah, that's where the Pope arrived. That's the closest I got to. That's probably about 30 yards or so away. So in an area where I had no ticket, I got that close to the Pope. And the thing about this is you were talking about when Obama came.
The Pope Mobile.
Yeah, when Obama came to Austin, Kid and I went down there. We got down to the University of Texas where he was speaking. He was speaking at the LBJ Library. And we saw the motorcade. Like, of course, they're not going to let you any place near them. But Obama had less security in the city of Austin, Texas. Obama has less security in Washington, D.C. than the Pope had in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Right. And we don't rename our city after the president while he's here visiting. So, you know, there's that whole separation of church and state.
And I want to make this very clear to people because I know you're like watching sound bites and seeing quick clips and all this stuff. To get this in your mind, if you haven't been to Times Square, New York, I want people to understand that it was easier to move around in Times Square, New York than it was to move around in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, because the streets were so locked down because the Pope was speaking at Madison Square Garden, but there's a train station right underneath it. So the cops, you know, I don't give too many compliments to the NYPD that often, but they had the foresight to recognize this is still a very public area. So they did have barricades and stuff up, but they still allow traffic to go through in Madison Square Garden, as opposed to the city of Philadelphia, concrete barriers. Like, you cannot walk around. I want to see the Rocky statue. I couldn't go see the Rocky statue because they had the city locked down. It was just that level of...
The highlight of your trip, ruined there, denied.
Well, I did get to eat my Philly cheesesteak, which I was going to be really pissed off. I didn't get to eat my Philly cheesesteak in the city of Philadelphia. But, yeah, it's just a complete security theater. And to backtrack in the quick time we have left before we have to come back with some phone calls, but we were in Washington, D.C. David and I, we were walking around, and, of course, they had barriers around the White House. But after the Pope's speech was done and he went on to another area, they quickly removed a lot of the stuff. And then afterwards, you could actually approach the White House fence. Of course, you can't go up to the White House, but they have a gate around. They open that area back up. Fence. So you can get back up to the White House area. And it was the same thing around the city. So the point I'm trying to make to everybody out there, even though there is no Obama in Philly, there was no United Nations in Philly. I met Daniel Craig, James Bond, while I was out there in front of the United Nations. Even though none of that stuff was out there in Philly, they completely locked the city down for the security theater, the show of force. Just in, you see the TSA pat
down.
That is in
kind of how big time the Pope is and the influence. If they would lock down these huge cities in this capacity for the Pope, and they don't even do those same things for
And Washington, I mean, I want everybody to look at this. This is TSA. They're not at an airport. They are not at a train station. This is a public street in the United States of America. They're checking people's bags. They're patting people down. Do you want to live in a world like this where you have to get a freaking airport pat down to go to a public event? Because we already know they're doing TSA style bag checks when you go to the Super Bowl or other sporting events. Can you imagine having to do something like this to go to a shopping mall if, you know, some celebrity shows up? Of course. And you don't want to live in that world.
Right. And that's kind of the whole conditioning of it, where we're going to be seeing these sort of things rolling out at sporting events and other things like this. But I mean, I probably just wouldn't participate in those type of events where, I mean, but you said that they were making people show them their bags and things like that at 11 o'clock at night. So
yeah, I mean, it's not like something you could avoid. It wasn't like you could just walk around it, because the cab drivers were told they couldn't drive through certain parts of the area. I have some footage. I don't know if I put it in that folder, but 11 o'clock at night, a Friday night in Philadelphia, there's like 100 people on the street in the bar and club area. I mean, that's how locked down the city was. And what would normally be a thriving economic boost for the community had been shut down just because the Pope was in town.
Right. How do you party when the Pope's in town? I don't know about that, but I guess the people, that's what the plants crave, right?
They can keep that. I don't want anything to do with all that.
Well, we'll be right back. Rob Dew is going to be joining me in studio to let us know what's coming up on the InfoWars Nightly News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX Muzzle Brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control.
Welcome back to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. This is Overdrive with Leanne McAdoo. Now, Jakari Jackson is here closing out the show with me. We're going to go take very quickly your phone calls. But before we get there, I wanted to tell everyone to go to the InfoWars store and pick up Knockout. Now, we're introducing Knockout. It's the all-natural sleep support formula by InfoWars Life. And I'm going to go ahead and read one of the reviews here. This is from Bob Near the Forest. He says, this blend is exceptional. For years, I have periodically taken valerian root or melatonin and get mixed effects and usually feel a jet lag style feeling the next day. Knockout worked over an hour and a half, and I felt very awake the next morning. So I think I'm personally going to have to be getting some of this myself because I'm having a really hard time sleeping at night, but it's got valerian root extract, GABA, melatonin, chamomile flower extract, and many other compounds. Feel the punch of Knockout today at InfoWarsLife.com. All right, Jakari Jackson, I want to go ahead and take a couple phone calls here very quickly. Let's talk to Bob. He's been holding there in Connecticut.
Hi, Leanne. Hey, Jakari, how you doing? You guys are the best.
Oh, thank you.
Listen, I was indoctrinated for 5 years at a Catholic school when I was second through sixth grade. I figured there was something wrong with the hierarchy of the church way back then. I bailed out of there after sixth grade. I told my father I'm not going back. Anyway, a few years later in high school, I started really thinking about it and examining the history. And the Catholic Church is essentially built on hypocrisy because all they did was go around the world with the Spanish, the Portuguese, and whoever. They subjugated the people, the indigenous peoples, stole their wealth, their resources, turned them into slaves, converted them, or killed them. Now, at that point, I was thinking, well, you know, I think this whole thing is a sham. I think this religion, the hierarchy of the church had perverted the message of Jesus Christ. And now hearing everything going on with this Pope here, Francis, the Nazi from Argentina, you know, this guy here, I got to believe, Jakari, you've been a little easy on him. I think he's probably the Antichrist right now. Part of the Jesuit.
Well, you always have people who are, you know, Antichrist, little a. You know, Antichrist is just anything that's not Christ. You know, so there are plenty of little a Antichrist in the world to say that he's the. I'm not prepared to make such a statement.
I don't know. He's pretty powerful. Every scary movie I've ever watched that is about that, it's always the Catholic Church. It's the Pope.
And the thing about that is, to speak more about the Catholic Church and the people who were, you know, at these events, there were so many nice people at the event, so I don't want to make any type of blanket statements, you know, talk about, you know, anybody who's a follower of that religion. There are very nice people out there of all races, you know, exactly. Ages and all that stuff. But I would say that there is a, if the Pope makes statements like this all the time, I'm very concerned for the Catholic Church, because I really don't keep up with his activities until recently. But if he makes statements like he's made over the past 6 days all the time, I definitely have concerns for what's going on in that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, thank you so much, Bob, there in Connecticut. And I agree. It is definitely, there is some transformation taking place. The Pope is kind of heading it up at this point. He's totally tied into the UN's 2030 agenda, transforming the world. About 1 minute, Jakari Jackson, you're going to be on the InfoWars Nightly News tonight. Tell us what we got coming up.
Yes, so I'm going to be on with Rob Dew. He's going to be the main host. I'm just going to recap in a little more detail with a few more clips. Our trip over the past 6 days documenting the Pope coming to America, all the police measures that came out. I think it was very much what Rahm Emanuel talks about. Don't let a good crisis go to waste.
Exactly.
There was a great time for the military-industrial complex. They made a lot of money. They put a lot of troops out on the street. They put a lot of barricades out, a bunch of MRAPs. So I'm pretty sure they were very happy at the show and tell they got to do while the Pope was here.
So you didn't like that tyranny? All right, Jakari Jackson. Well, that's coming up tonight, 7 p.m. Central. You can watch us there if you're a Prison Planet TV subscriber.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.